This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. You know the adage, hindsight is 20/20. Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald is applying this idea to a bid the city of Birmingham made a few years ago to host the Democratic National Convention in 2016. Birmingham didn't win, and it was a long shot to begin with, but he says it wasn't really about winning a convention in the first place. John's here to talk politics, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, this bid process happened back in 2014. Remind us what was involved, what was happening at the time.
Sure. Of course, the race was heating up for president, and Cleveland and Philadelphia and some other cities were vying for the Democratic National Convention. And Birmingham got the idea that it could compete because it could use its civil rights history as a sort of a motivating tool to get the Democratic Party down. And so it decided to make a bid.
And you say that that bid really wasn't about landing the convention. Why is that?
Well, you know, there is a little bit of hyperbole involved in that, but it's very clear that chief among the elements was getting some people paid. And it was like a lot of things were, in that the council wanted its person paid and the mayor wanted its person paid. And so we end up getting, you know, spending $250,000 just on these consultants. And ultimately, knowing that what we know now, which is that one of these particular consultants, that's John Pope from Partners in Progress, was deeply involved with Oliver Robinson, who was recently involved with, was recently agreed to plead guilty to bribery and some other things. When you look at it through that lens, it starts to raise questions as to why this happened, particularly given the work product that followed.
So you have these questions around these people, these consultants getting paid. Do you see something specifically tied to that money, something that suggests some quid pro quo, or is this just the way politics works, where friends help friends out?
Well, there have been a lot of bills associated with Oliver, for instance, who's tied to Partners in Progress, who got $100,000 for this deal. The real question that comes to me was, look at the work product. I mean, and look at the attempt in the first place. I mean, Birmingham did not have enough hotel rooms, did not have enough suites, did not have enough public transportation, did not have any of the specifics that the DNC asked for in the first place, and the work product that Partner for Progress, for instance, did, never really addressed any of that. It was just a hodgepodge of documents that said Birmingham's a great city with a civil rights past, which is great and all well and good. It just has nothing to do with what they were asking for and what they needed at that particular time.
Well, around this time, city leaders said that this bid would help promote the city of Birmingham, would raise its national profile. After Birmingham lost the bid, Mayor William Bell said that it was a learning process, the city would learn from that. Do you think there's anything to that, or is it really just about the money?
There would be something to that if the city had followed up with, they said we could get a debate or we could get a party meeting, but that didn't materialize. They said we can motivate that, but from what I understand, they never really made the necessary advances to do that. So we ended up not getting any of those. We'll see down the road, but from the people I'm talking to, it doesn't sound like it's all that likely.
Well, also this morning, Birmingham municipal elections are next month, and it's a time when voters decide whether to stick with the same people in office or switch things up. And right now, John finds himself endorsing something that he usually resists. It's time to throw the bums out. Now, John, why do you say you usually pull away from that mantra?
I mean, because it usually never works. I mean, look around. When you say throw the bums out, it's usually just because, you know, people have, you know, this tirade against the status quo, and they want to change, and they don't think about it. And I do want to resist that often. But given the last 3 or 4 years where we've had nothing but constant bickering between mayor and council, you know, maybe it's time to just wipe the slate clean.
Yeah, so what got you to that point of saying, well, I'm going to publicly say throw the bums out?
Because no issue is free of the fighting. Every issue at City Hall is about us against them, which causes us to do things like we did with the DNC. Everybody gets their consultant. Everybody gets their lobbyist. Everybody gets their lawyer. We end up paying double for everything, and nobody is ever on the same page. I've covered this government since 1991, and I've never seen anything like it.
Oh. What do you attribute that to? Is it just the people involved, the culture, just politics, moment?
It's all of the above. I mean, there are definite personality conflicts between people on the mayor's side and the council. There are different ideas of what their jobs are, and there's a whole lot of self-interest. I do not say this lightly because I know the possibilities that await. You know, we don't solve all our problems with brand new people, and it's risky. But it's something to think about.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.